Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, let's just kind of start off with an overview of what's been going on in the markets this week.
Essentially nothing. You look at the KC March contract or July contract, just wallowing around plus or minus a nickel or two. The March contracts, it's got support down at 465. It's got resistance at around 480. It's running somewhere around 470, 475 in that. If you want to widen that out just a little bit, and it hadn't been there in the last couple of weeks, it's got a floor right now, our strong support at 451 and resistance at 496. And if you want to convert that to July contract, just add 20 cents to that March, and that's about where it's going to hit those numbers.
Now, normally markets are a little bit more volatile. Why are things so quiet right now?
Well, there's just nothing going on. You've got the 2015-16 marking year wheat crop. It's all in the bin. We've completed the Southern Hemisphere harvest. You've got the winter wheat crops. We got estimates of the acreage, planted acres around the world. Those crops, U.S., Ukraine, Russia, France, wherever, they're in dormancy, and they won't be coming out of dormancy till, you know, late February, early March. And so there's really just nothing going on in the market. And you listen to market analysts, and they've got to look for smoke and mirrors to fill their time.
Let's talk about U.S. export prices and kind of how they look in comparison to competitors.
Well, the U.S. prices, export prices, well above the competitors. You look at Argentina. Of course, Argentina, they dropped that 23% export tax, and their crop right now, or their export wheat, is 84 cents a bushel less than the U.S. wheat. Russia, I read that they were exporting 12.5% protein wheat. That's a good quality wheat for 68 cents a bushel less than the U.S. wheat. And the French soft red wheat is running about the same level as the Russian crop. So right now our wheat is priced well above the world's market price.
With that in mind, what's your harvest price projection then?
Well, you look at it harvest, you know, I've been talking about $4.50 in central Oklahoma. It'd be a little less than that in southern, maybe a little higher than that in northern. I'd say 450 to 475 with the less planted acres that we got reported on a week or so ago. And so I think it's right in that 450 to 475 level. We'll just have to wait and harvest to see how good that projection is.
Between now and then, economic strategy for producers then?
I think what producers need to be thinking about right now is getting their equipment ready for harvest. I think they need to look at top dressing the wheat, make sure that they've got the nutrients to produce a quality crop. You know, a big problem would be is if we have a large crop and it's a low protein and it's not marketable. You need that 12.5% protein to match that Russian wheat that or the Ukrainian wheat that they're going to be exporting. So I think they need to look at the top dressing. I think they need to make sure they understand how much they've got invested in this wheat crop so that they can calculate their cost of production on a per bushel basis to help them market the wheat as we come into next year. And then I think they need to look at their economic situation and make plans for finishing out this crop and establishing the 16 crop.
Okay, Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.